Welcome back to Not That Deep. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Bree.
We're excited that you're joining us today. We have, I think, an interesting topic to discuss.
Yeah.
This is for the girlies, the girly pops.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody saying that anymore?
The girly pops.
The girly pops. Do you have any life updates before we dive in? We're going to be talking today about why women aren't allowed to wrinkle. Why do men become silver foxes and women become obsolete? So this is a bit more of a heavy hitting topic that we wanted to talk about, dive into a little bit, share some uplifting quotes as well that I found from an influencer who's in her 60s.
And might I say, I just opened her Instagram. She's fabulous.
She's fabulous. And I have a typo in our notes, but her name is Grace Ganem. And you may or may not have heard of her. She has quite a following because she is so inspiring. And she had some, I think, very valuable things to share about aging because she's now in her 60s and has grown daughters. And she shared some things that, in an article I was reading, things that she has shared with her daughter to help encourage her, but also sharing them to younger women too. Mm-hmm. But let's do some life updates if we have any, and then we'll jump in. Got any little tidbits to share?
What's a tidbit that I could share? Oh, I have a tidbit. We finally got our shed.
Yes.
Which was such a win for us. If you don't know, I can't remember. I'm sure I've shared it at some point. But we had a storage unit when we were living in our apartment. And then when we bought the house, we were like, well, why are we going to pay $100 a month when we could just have it at our house? And we thought we would have a lot more attic space. It turned out we didn't. So before I was pregnant, all the stacked boxes, literally floor to ceiling, you guys, it was atrocious, were in what is now the nursery. And then we moved that into the guest room so we could have the nursery. But then I needed a guest room. So all of that then went into the far corner of what we use as our living room. And it was such an eyesore. Honestly, I felt so much anxiety every time I sat in that room. I didn't spend much time in there. So a lot of mine and Ollie's time was spent in my bedroom, just kind of away from the chaos. So we finally got a shed. All of that has moved out. And now I have my living room back and I'm so excited.
That's great.
We have a lot of plans for the room. The first of which I'm hoping will be to replace our seating and get a larger, more comfy couch, but I don't know when that's going to happen, but at least we have space.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. And yeah, that's my little tidbit for
very that. Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I have this week I have been working on, I'm breaking up what I'm offering at Studio Soul Brand. For those who don't know, I am a web and brand designer. I own my own studio. And in 2024, we are adjusting our offerings a bit. And so I've been working on the back end of finding out what contracts we need for some of the new things we'll be offering, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking down our processes a little bit more and just building out the pages for that. So that's exciting. I've been working on that. Yeah. Can't wait to share that with our future clients.
I can't wait to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So today we're talking about why women aren't allowed to wrinkle. And this is something I've been thinking about recently because I'm going to be 33 this year. And granted, that's not old.
No,
it's
not
by any means old. But even I can tell that the way I'm perceived is different than 10 years ago when I was 23.
Right.
So women spend billions of dollars annually to try and appear younger. I mean, think about that, billions of dollars.
That's a lot of money.
And slow down the inevitable aging process.
That's
so you know, even women in their 20s, because it's recommended, you know, if you go to these med spas, you start, you're like 25, are getting Botox, fillers, and many other kinds of procedures done earlier and earlier when they're still youthful,
like very youthful.
In their prime. And I kind of wanted to talk about why so many of us fear losing our youth, because that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's fear.
Yeah.
And how we can reshape the way that we think about aging and about beauty.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk about this because I have had, there's, I work in the ER, as you know, and there's a woman, she's a physician's assistant there that also part-time does like aesthetics and cosmetic stuff. And she recently got licensed to administer Botox. And there's always talk about starting it in your 20s and even like taking collagen pills mm-hmm. and like all these things to avoid aging or appearing like you're aging. And so many of the nurses that I work with are getting these injections and I'm like, I don't want them, but it makes me think like, well, I'm turning 30 this year. Like, right. do I need to start getting them too? Cause yeah. When I smile or when I, you know, I do see little lines and stuff. So it's interesting. I'm excited to dive in to like get down to the why and like you said, reshape the way we think about mm-hmm. it. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It is hard. It's hard aging. When you first start to notice what you perceive as your youth leaving you.
Yeah.
When you're still technically young and in your prime, that is a really disheartening thing to realize because what you've been told, we as women have been told pretty much by society, is that when we're no longer nubile, we no longer have worth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to see what you appear as that slipping away, what makes you worthy slipping away, it feels kind of devastating. You're like, well, who am I in society? You start to become invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really sad. And it's completely unfair because men become more desirable as they age.
Right. That's so
generally
opposite.
Speaking. They, you know, they're silver foxes.
Yeah.
But a woman ages and it's like, oh man, you know, she used to be so beautiful. Oh, she really let herself go.
Mm-hmm.
But not a man.
Right.
Why are men, what is it about masculinity that is perceived as gaining worth with age? What is it about men and what is it that women are supposedly lacking that we don't also gain that same kind of worth?
It's such a, ooh, I'm getting fired up.
Right? Like it makes you angry.
It does because it's so unfair.
It's completely unfair.
And such a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's sad the way that women, as soon as they do realize that their youth is slipping away, as you mm-hmm. said, like we really do start to grasp at anything that is going to help us hold on to that just a little bit longer or appear younger,
mm-hmm.
appear more youthful as we age. It kind of reminds me of like the way I've had to view my body differently in this postpartum season.
Right.
I've had some really hard days. Just looking at myself in the mirror and seeing like the shocking difference
mm-hmm.
in certain ways, whether it's my physical body, my stomach, or my hair, or you know, whatever it is. And so many people have reminded me like to look at my body in a way that I remind myself that my body was the home to my child. Like mm-hmm. I grew another life. And when I look at my stretch marks or whatever it may be, it, you know, let them serve as a reminder to the beautiful miracle that your body just went through.
Yeah.
So I wish that we as women would look at aging the same way. Like our wrinkles, you know, I know it's cliche, but like they tell a story. And if you have laugh lines, well, that means you're full of joy and you're smiling and like that's beautiful things. Why do we look at those with such a negative mindset? And it's because of society and like they tell us that those things are negative and they are throwing everything mm-hmm. at us to erase those and to erase any proof that you lived a life. I mean, it's kind of sad.
It is sad. And I believe that all of these cosmetic procedures, now obviously there are men that do this too, but we're focusing on women. It's very much so marketed toward women
mm-hmm.
more than it is to men, even though you know there are men that participate in these procedures. But it's marketed toward women and it's marketed in your 20s.
Yeah.
And it leads you to believe that, well, I'm making these choices for me. Because I just want to tweak and I want to adjust. And hey, I'm all for doing things that make you feel good because you want to. But I believe that the reality is that though it's marketed to us a certain way, all of it comes down to remaining appealing for men. That's what it comes down to, because why are wrinkles a problem?
Right.
They're not.
No.
Unless you want to be viewed as sexually appealing to men. You want to still be desirable. It all kind of comes down to
pleasing men.
Pleasing men.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
That's what these aesthetic things come down to, because, I mean, honestly, ask yourself, listen, you know, you're listening to this, you, me, let's ask ourselves. For us, would we ever think, I need Botox? Oh gosh, that's, my lips aren't big enough. Oh, my chin needs to be sharper.
Right, like why?
Like, would that ever occur to you unless you had been told it was a bad thing? And then also told, even subliminally, it's bad because a man won't desire you. You won't be sexually appealing any longer, or you're not currently sexually appealing enough.
So fix it.
And that's just kind of sick.
It is. It's,
but it's marketed to you as, do what makes you confident. Mm-hmm. You should feel good in your skin. Well, I felt perfectly fine as me with not a single syringe of filler or Botox. So what are you talking about?
And I feel like the way it's marketed is very subtle. I mean, some of it's not. Some of it's in your face, like, you know. But subtly, over time, you see, like, the trends just kind of go a certain way. And then it all just seems normal. It's all very, I don't know the word other than normal, normalized, that, well, you get Botox, you start in your 20s. Right. Like, it's just what's expected. And I'm just using Botox as an example. There's so many other things. Weight loss, you know, supplements or ways to lose weight, ways to, like, you know, body massagers or serums and lotions that will erase your cellulite or help with stretch marks. And it's like, you know, why it's just,
or even the idea of, like, oh, you know, are you going to bounce back after a baby? Ugh. Excuse me? For who? What do you mean? For who am I bouncing back? And to what am I bouncing back to? Because there is no going back. And I'm not saying, like, there's anything wrong. Like, your body's going to change.
Right.
That's natural. That's inevitable. Part of it.
Yeah.
Why would you want to go back? Because going back is before you were a mother.
Right.
There's only forward. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to bounce back to something that doesn't even represent who I am currently?
Ooh, I like that.
You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, that's been something that's all over my social media. Now that I am a mom and my algorithm has changed on the apps that I use and everything motherhood has pushed, all the beautiful things and then the things that tell me that I need to work on my body and get back into shape. And it's like, I heard something, probably what you heard as well, if you listened to this episode, about your body literally took 9 to 10 months to create this being and to this whole process. Your body changed over this period of time. Why are we expected in the first 2-3 months postpartum to just bounce back? I'm like, that's, first of all, it's impossible. And it's so unrealistic. And it goes hand in hand with the aging thing. It's like, we are designed, we're designed to change, and it's inevitable. Why are we trying to prevent that? And you can't tack on years of life. So why are we trying to, like, ourselves change the natural aging process as if it's something to avoid, as if it's something ugly? Like, I hate that that is pushed on women so hard. And it really messes with your value and your self-worth as a woman. You start to question, well, if I don't look like that, you know, that what's pushed as the societal beautiful person, like, why? It I don't know. As someone who struggles with self-image already and then going through pregnancy, and I feel like before I got pregnant, or even like in the very early weeks of pregnancy, I really was finally starting to truly be comfortable in my own skin and just be myself and be happy with what I see in the mirror. And then my body changed drastically. And So as someone who already struggles with self-image and self-worth as far as beauty goes, it's just unfortunate how even often in one day, how many times in one day that we see stuff like that being pushed through social media and things that we read in articles and podcasts and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming and overstimulating.
Oh my gosh,
to receive
yes.
that much information and so many different people from different forms of media telling you that you're basically not good enough and right. you need to change.
Mm-hmm. And you need to change something that has absolutely nothing to do with who you are as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What your values are, what your morals are. Are you kind?
Right.
Are you intelligent? Are you particularly talented in some way? Like who you actually has nothing to do with any of that. You could completely change your appearance, look like a completely different person, but you are the same person. And isn't that where our value is? It's in who we are, not what we look like.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, and I was actually talking to my hairstylist about this because I was talking about procedures that I'd considered having. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not against procedures. If you want to do something, by all means.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this, and I said to her, when I was a teenager, I neither thought that I was particularly beautiful or hideous. I simply existed. I just simply existed. Mm-hmm. Why is it that as an adult, I'm so hyper aware of what my physical being looks like and how it's being perceived? And I think, like you were saying, the way that social media has grown, because you know, when we were teenagers, you might see a magazine cover that had mm-hmm. been airbrushed or something, but you know, that's in the grocery store.
Right.
But then you go home and you're doing what? You're hanging out with a friend, you're riding your bike, you're going for a walk, you're doing whatever. Living your life. But now you open your phone or you open an app, excuse me, and immediately you are bombarded with, even if it's not something telling you, you need to change yourself. You're seeing airbrushed images. You're mm-hmm. seeing, videos now. The capability with videos to have completely flawless skin and enhanced features in ways that don't even look human sometimes. That's all that you see most of the time, constantly, constantly, constantly. Without even realizing it, you start to think, oh gosh, you know, I don't look like that. I must be ugly.
Right.
There must be something wrong with me. How can I be seen in public? Like, that is shocking. It's shocking, but I think that social media has made it so much worse than in years past. And I absolutely also believe that the pornography industry plays into this as well.
100%.
Because we're already sexualized in the minds of men. But then, you know, and that's hard enough to try and live up to what those women may look like. Mm-hmm. And usually they've been augmented. Let's not brush over that.
Right.
You know,
it's not normal.
But we're being sexualized. And that's just the way it is. I mean, just walking down the street, you'll be catcalled. Like, you're just sexualized by men. But now you tack on this idea of perfection. And we're constantly seeing it. It's so overwhelming. You feel like you're just an object. You're just a piece of meat. You are here to be consumed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're no longer worth consuming, you're invisible.
Yep. And it's on to the next
one. On to the next one.
On to the next younger
one. Why is it that
one.
A man becomes a silver fox and can date 15, 20 years younger than him? But if a woman did the same thing, you'd be like, why is he with her? Bet he's with her, you know, for money. If she's like a celebrity, bet this. Oh, you know, why?
Yeah.
Why is there a double standard? I was listening to a podcast recently talking about something similar. And I thought that this was interesting. They were talking about this same idea. Like, what is it exactly that causes this idea that you become invisible, your worth diminishes because of your appearance, but a man's worth increases in time? And this is what they said, and I thought this was interesting and wanted to share. Women, when we are young, before we've lived enough life to gain the wisdom we do by the time we're 30, 35, 40, we are very easily shaped by men. Right? Because we're shaped easily by life in general.
Right.
We're a blank canvas. Well, fast forward to when you're 30, 35, you know what you believe. You know what you like, what you dislike. You've fully come into your voice at that point. You can speak up for yourself. You're not easy anymore as a person. And they were saying that they believe that some of what causes that idea that you diminish is, it's not that you actually diminish, it's that you become too difficult. That wisdom that you gain, the ability to speak up for yourself, to call things out, that's too much. Now, in a man, that's considered appealing if we're actually looking from female perspective, because I would say that's true.
Yeah.
Watching a man, like even my own husband, when I met him, he was 19. He is even more manly now, like even more he's fully come into his manhood, his masculinity. He knows his mind so much more. He can articulate himself in a different way than he did. I loved him then, and I love him now.
Yeah.
But he's more attractive to me in a different way because I'm older, and I love seeing that wisdom and growth in him.
Well, it's like, as a woman, I wouldn't want to be with a man that couldn't do right. those things.
No. That's, but typically,
yeah.
men, and I, again, these are, I don't want to just generalize. There are plenty of men that don't feel this way, but typically men in society, they don't value that in a woman. They want you to remain easy. Mm-hmm. They want to remain in control. And it's a lot harder to manipulate mm-hmm. or to shape a woman that's even a 28, 29-year-old woman in her 30s. And I think that that plays into that idea that we lose worth. And so we're told that all that's desirable is our physical appearance and the way that we are when we're young, because that's easier. But men aren't told that. Ugh. Isn't that sickening?
It is.
I find that kind of sickening, you know, because it's just so ridiculous. Because think of what you could miss out on, the beauty that grows in a woman over time that has nothing to do with the body, but the mind and the heart.
Right.
Either through challenges, just like men go through challenges, and that refines you and shapes you. The positive things, the joy you've experienced, you're being shaped and you're growing. And there's often great beauty that comes with that.
It's true.
And it's just, it's very sad, I think, that that is not valued, because there is such value in us as who we are, the people that we are. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do things that make us feel good. Look, I love makeup. I love skincare. It brings me a lot of joy. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And I'm not opposed to procedures that, for me, I don't like things that haven't been, the long-term ramifications have not been fully fleshed out. That's right. me.
Yeah.
If you don't care about what Botox may or may not, it could totally not be harming you in the long run. Whatever. You do you that makes you happy. Listen, I use frownies.
Okay? I've been wanting to try those.
The frownies work. I had a line in my forehead that is gone. I've been using them on my smile lines just to soften.
Yeah.
They're already getting better. It's incredible, right? I put slugs under my eyes to help with puffiness. Like I do lymphatic drainage massage and things like that. Because I want to feel good, and I want to, when I look in the mirror, I want to feel like myself. I don't want to look all puffy, and to be completely honest, seeing fine lines is not fun. And I love that in my perception of myself, my makeup looks better when I don't have lots of fine lines and dry skin. So I keep my skin hydrated, and I wear my frownies, which is a more holistic version of Botox.
Yeah.
Right? It does the same kind of thing. Helps retrain your muscles to not overly micro-express when,
no
not,
<needles.
laughs> when not needed, you know? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know I'm going to continue aging. My hope is to age with grace. To be okay with aging and to age with grace mm-hmm. and always feel confident and look my best at each age. With that in mind, I did want to read a quote or two that I thought were impactful in a positive way. If you're not, did I already mention Grace?
Yes.
So these are from Grace. This is from the article that I read. You can look her up on Instagram if you want to see her living this out, like She's not just, you know, saying these words. She's living it out. She's putting actions to her words. And she is such an inspiration. She's 60 years old. She is so stylish and youthful and vibrant. Of course, she looks like an older woman. But
that's kind of the point.
But the way that she carries herself, the first thing you notice about her is not, there's a 60-year-old woman. The first thing you notice is like, oh, wow, she's got great style. Mm-hmm. Oh, her energy is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what I hope for myself. I want...
Me too.
I want to, when people do notice me, because you do become somewhat invisible as you age, but also like as a married woman, like I don't need to be visible for anyone but my husband. So, okay, fine. But when people do encounter me, I want them to be left with like, man, you know, she made me feel good about myself. You know, I want people to feel like I'm kind and joyful when they run into me, or even be like, man, that, you know, she had great style, or she, you know, her energy was amazing, rather than like, she was so beautiful. Like, I don't need that, you know? So here's a couple quotes I thought were lovely. She said at one point that above all, a strong and healthy mind is related to a strong and healthy, but strong, healthy, and positive body image. Mm. And I think that that's very true.
Very true.
And that goes back to what we're putting in our minds, what we were talking about, social media. What you feed on mentally impacts your perception of yourself and your environment. So having a strong and healthy mind, I think that comes from less social media, less consumption, and more living. And when you are consuming things, consume things that align with who you want to be and who you want to continue to grow into and the mindset you hope to have. She also said, stay ambitious. Dreams have no boundaries or expiration dates. Persevere and stay confident.
Oh, I like that one.
Isn't that nice? I think that speaks to what we're talking about beyond the physical, who you are. And I've seen this, and I've had conversations about this too with other women in my life, that as you age, people become kind of reclusive, and they don't participate as much in society. And I think that that's what this speaks to. Like, still have dreams, still have things you're running toward.
Yeah, it's not too late.
Yeah,
you don't have to say
goodbye.
Like,
you're still alive.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand that some people, you know, physically they have illnesses and things that are hindrances, but in general, stay a part of society and find your own community of people that are, you know, within your own age range, that are doing the things that you're doing, enjoying the things you're enjoying.
Yeah.
Would you like to read one, or do you want me to keep reading them?
I can read one. No matter your age, feeling young means staying curious and connecting with your childhood. Youth is ultimately a state of mind. I wish we could just scream that from the mountaintops.
Right?
Youth is a state of mind.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
You know, Cole was talking about this. We were talking about how old do you feel?
Mm.
And internally, me, I stopped at about 21.
Okay.
Now, I continued to grow and mature and have life experiences that I think have imparted wisdom. But I feel 21 inside. Like, that was my stopping point. For him, it was 18.
Oh, wow.
And we were talking about that, like, maintaining that.
Makes sense. Right? Just kidding.
Maintaining that youthful mind. Because I've had other people in my life, I won't call them out, but that don't have that kind of mindset. And from the time that they were maybe in their 40s, I've always been like, well, I'm 40, well, I'm this. And like, okay, well, now, you know, I'm 60. Like, my gosh, you've been saying this for 20 years. You could have been doing so much more, enjoying so much more.
Yeah.
Why not keep a youthful mindset? Why not then use that to, like, I'm going to go learn a new skill.
Right.
I'm going to go. Y'all, I recently took this idea and started, I'm learning French.
Are you really?
I'm learning French.
Oh,
and I'm having
so
the best time. And I know, again, I'm only in my 30s. I'm young. There's so much life left to live. But why not go learn a new skill? Why not keep your mind fresh? Do something that maybe you didn't have the opportunity when you were younger, that now as an adult, you have the financial means to do something. Go take a pottery class, or take some singing lessons. Like, maintain your youthful dreams and aspirations.
I love that so
because
much.
I think that does keep you connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continuing on, there's two more quotes we wanted to share. I'll read this one and then you can read the last one.
Okay.
We'll share our thoughts. But this one impacted me deeply in a really good way. Because admittedly, I do struggle. That's why I'm thinking about these things and trying to reshape my mind around aging.
Mm-hmm.
But this quote from Grace, your beauty will not disappear with time, but it will change. You must embrace these changes fully and not be afraid of them. And I just thought that was so beautiful. Your beauty will not disappear, but it will change.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's so true.
Yeah.
I've seen so many people, or I'm at the age now where I remember people, you know, women in church that were in their 30s or 40s, and now they're, you know, pushing 60. And it's true. Your beauty doesn't just disappear. You still look like yourself.
It's changed.
Just different
it now.
It's just different. And that's not a bad thing that it's different. And I just thought that that was really encouraging and important to remember, that it's okay to age. And it's not something to be afraid of.
That's, yeah, that's the part that stuck out to me.
Especially like, if you're keeping your mind in this place of youthfulness. Because we are just ourselves.
And your age does not define you.
Right, your age does not define you. So, like, and I already said this, like, keep your curiosity open, you know, keep learning new things. And try to not be fearful of the fact that your physical being is aging. And just live. That's what I want. That's what I hope, you know, is to at least move through life with that idea. Because of course there are good days, bad days. Like we're girls, we know it. And sometimes it's just because we're on our period. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, I can't even, you know, I feel like I'm losing my mind, you know? Yeah. But in general, your beauty will not disappear with time, but it will change. Don't be afraid of that.
Ugh, that's such a good quote. And these are, just to clarify, this is all from Grace?
This is all from Grace. This is from an interview that she gave about beauty, because so many women have been positively impacted by her sharing her life and her style and her makeup and just continuing to live with this vibrant energy. Ugh. And that's what it is. When you see her, you're like, oh!
Yeah.
I want that energy. I want to be like joyful her. And full of life at 60.
Yeah. And we will. We're speaking it. We will be that.
I'm speaking it. I'm speaking life into myself. That's what I'm doing. And I hope that we're aww. Speaking life into you too.
Yeah.
Because we're more than our bodies. Yes, we're so much more than our bodies. Even though our bodies can do incredible things, like Oliver being here with us. What a miracle. What a beautiful miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Well, before we wrap this up, there's one more quote that we'll share. She says, "You are beautiful in your self-confidence. You must feel it and believe it. Mm-hmm. That's where you stay visible, no matter your age."
That's a great one to end on.
That is. That's such a beautiful
quote. Because like we were talking about quote. That you kind of become invisible. And I love that she says that. Like, that's where you stay visible, because it's true. We can't change society as mm-hmm. much as we'd like to. And society will always value our appearance over our being. Mm-hmm.
That's but just how it is.
You, I know, but you can remain visible in your community, in your, you know, unit in the world, by being confident and staying curious.
Yeah,
I really believe that that's true.
I do too. I'm gonna go forward from this episode and from this conversation really being intentional in applying that in my daily life, because like you said, I mean, we're only human. Of course, mm-hmm. we're going to struggle with the yeah. things that we're talking about. And so every time I struggle with this, I'm going to bring myself back to this conversation and this, the quotes that we've read. And it's so encouraging. It's been such yeah. a wonderful conversation to have.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think it's a good conversation to have. Very uplifting.
Yes. And I wanted to just say this in case any of you do go to search Grace on Instagram. Her name is spelled Grece. I think that's so pretty.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's not the traditional Grace.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And she is definitely worth the follow. I immediately hit the follow button as soon as I opened her profile. She's just, it's such an energy thing, like you said.
Yeah.
Like she just, I want to be friends with her.
I know. I'm like, I want to be this woman's friend. Yeah. You know, I want to be like this when I reach that era in my life.
And I do think that social media can be such a fun, positive thing in that way, mm-hmm. because it is kind of like we get to be her friend. Like she invites us all in.
Oh, I love the way you put that, inviting us in. Yeah.
Into her life. And so,
because I know we talked a little bit about, you know, social media can be very negative, but then there are also people on this platform that you can find a lot of encouragement in. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that invite you into even a different way of seeing yourself, seeing the world around you and what life can be. And I think Grace does that really beautifully. So look her up if you have time. You might find some encouragement there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
I know it was a little different note. Sometimes we have more silly episodes, but I think it was time for a serious, more thought-provoking topic. So I'm glad that we
because I know we don't share it often, but we have had some very real conversations privately.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's great to bring that more to the podcast too, and even invite y'all in a way of talking back to us either on social media or just, you know, tuning in and feeling, I think, seen, mm-hmm. because I feel like this is very real.
Yeah.
And we all go through these thoughts and and we're all women experiencing this. So
I definitely want to bring more of this energy to the podcast this year and just have more conversation with you guys. And we'd love feedback and just to really create a community here.
Absolutely.
And friendships and a family.
Yeah. All right, you guys, thanks so much for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you. You're beautiful as you are, and you are so worthy. On that note, we'll see you next time.